Okay, so now we have a little bit better understanding about the Sabbath. Yeah, let's go to Luke 6. Now, before we go there, remember Jesus was still living under the Old Covenant, the Old Testament.
So,
during that time,
زمان,
they were still keeping the Sabbath, and they were supposed to.
Yeah,
because God had told them to do that.
It
was an ordinance that was still in effect.
Now,
start reading at verse 1, read 1 and 2. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And certain of the Pharisees said unto them, why do ye that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath days?
خوشه ها میچیدند و به کف مالیده میخوردند و بعضی از فریزیان به جان گفتند چرا کاری میکنید که انجام آن در سبت جایز نیست؟
Yeah, so Jesus is going through the cornfields.
عیسی مسیح میره تو کشزارها.
And I don't know the word that's used for corn, but it's kind of a grains in general, word for it.
در حقیقت دونه مثل ذرت و گندم.
And the disciples of Jesus are just plucking some of them and rubbing them and eating them.
داشته دونه میخورده.
And then it says that certain of the Pharisees said to them, why do you do what is unlawful on the Sabbath day? Now, last week already made the remark, it's pretty weird that they show up, these Pharisees, because Jesus is just walking through a field with his disciples. And it seems like out of nothing these Pharisees are popping up to criticize Jesus and his disciples. Now, the issue here is not that they are going through a cornfield and taking the corn
to eat something.
Yeah, because you can look at this and say, oh, Jesus went to somebody's cornfield and just stealing things there. Just looting the place. But that's not the case. That's not what's happening. They're not doing anything wrong here. And that's because God had specifically stated that this is something that you could do.
گفته بوده که میتونی این کار رو انجام بدی تو زمین.
Go to Deuteronomy.
تسنیه.
And read verses 24 and 25.
آیه 24 و 25. What verse? What chapter?
23. And read verses 24 and 25.
24 و 25.
When thou comest into thy neighbor's vineyard, then thou mayest eat grapes, thy fill at thine own pleasure, but thou shalt not put any in the vessel. When thou comest into the standing corn of thy neighbor, then thou mayest pluck the ears with an hand, but thou shalt not move a sickle unto thy neighbor's standing corn.
چون به تاکستان همسایت گام می‌نهی، می‌توانی از انگور سیر بخوری، هر اندازه که می‌خواهی، اما در سبد خود چیزی مگذار. چون به کشتزار همسایت گام می‌نهی، می‌توانی با دست خود خوشه‌های بچینی، اما داست بر کشت همسایت مگذار.
Yeah, some of you probably like this idea. Yeah, so if your neighbor has this nice vineyard, and you could just go walk through it and eat grapes from it.
You could eat
as much as you wanted. Yeah, what you were not allowed to do, yeah, was bring bags and just fill things up. Yeah, just reap the harvest, yeah,
that you could not do.
But it was allowed to just go in there and eat what you could consume. And the same was for a cornfield. You're allowed to just walk through, pluck them, and eat them. Yeah, what you couldn't do again was taking some tools with you and just reaping the harvest of your neighbor and take it home. Yeah, you had to just, whatever you ate, you have to take it by hand. Now, I do not recommend you do this today. Because our society doesn't respect God's laws. And you will get into trouble. Yeah, but under God's laws, this was a provision for people who are poor.
این راه خداوند بود برای فقیران.
Strangers who were traveling through.
که سفر می‌کردند.
And they would be allowed to just go in the fields and eat.
اجازه داشتند که وارد زمین بشن و بخورن.
Yeah, that was the welfare system in the past.
در اون زمان در حقیقت کارت پول فقیرا بود.
Yeah, you were hungry.
سوشیال اونا بود.
You were poor, okay.
گرسنه
بودی. You have to come out of your bed.
پول نداشتی.
Get yourself to a field.
فقط بلند شو برو رو زمین.
And you could take something for that field by hand and eat it.
دستت بردار بخور.
As opposed to nowadays, the government taking it out of your paycheck.
حالا امروز دولت چیکار میکنه؟ حقوق
کم میکنه. And then giving your money to people that won't, that don't want to work.
و میده به کسایی که نمیخوان کار کنن.
Anyway, this was the rule. That was there. So what Jesus and the disciples were doing there,
کاری که عیسی مسیح و شاگردانش انجام میدادن،
was not unlawful.
غیر قانونی نبوده.
Yeah, the problem, the real problem that the Pharisees and scribes had with Jesus and his disciples.
مشکل واقعی رو که فریسیان داشت، عیسی مسیح با فریسیان داشت.
Is the fact that they were doing this on the Sabbath day.
که اینکه اون کار روز سبت انجام
میدادن. Because in their view,
در نگاه اونها،
the disciples were working.
شاگردان کار میکردن.
And of course, that was not the case. They were just feeding themselves.
اونها فقط خودشون داشتن غذا میخوردن.
Listen to the answer of Jesus.
به جواب عیسی فکر کنید.
Verses 3 and 4. And Jesus answering them said, "Have you not read so much as this? What David did when himself was an hungered, and they which were with him, and he went into the house of God, and did take and eat the shewbread, and gave also to them that were with him, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priests alone."
عیسی در جواب ایشان گفت: آیا نخوانده اید آنچه داوود و رفقایش کردند در وقتی که گرسنه بودند، که چگونه به خانه خدا در آمده نان تقدیمی را گرفته بخورد و به رفقای خود نیز داد که خوردن آن جز به کاهنان روا نیست؟
Yeah, so this is response of Jesus on the fact that the disciples were feeding themselves.
Yeah,
which is fine, you could eat on the Sabbath, there wasn't an issue. You could feed yourself. And he brings up their hero.
و بعد اسطوره‌شون رو به حضور
David is one of the great guys in their history.
اسطوره‌های تاریخ یهودیا بوده.
Now, what's the story that he is referring to?
داستانی که عیسی اینجا بهش اشاره می‌کنه.
David and his men, they're running from Saul.
داوود و پسران ارتشش از شاول دارن فرار می‌کنن گرسنه‌ن.
And they ask him priest for bread.
از یک کاهن نون.
And the priest says, "Hey, I have only have the show bread, which was not but was special bread."
و یه نون فقط نمایشی رو دارم
که نامش changed everything which was by the way awesome picture of Jesus
که بعد هر دفعه اون نون عوض میشه که در حقیقت یه سایه از عیسی مسیح بوده در اون کنیسه
but this was only supposed to be eaten by the priests
ولی اون نون رو فقط خود کاهن بعد میخورد
yet eventually the priests agree say David and his men can eat this
و بعد اجازه میده که داوود و سربازانش میتونن از این نونی که مال کاهنه بخورن.
Now, why did Jesus bring up the story?
چرا عیسی مسیح داستان داوود رو اشاره کرد؟ داستانی که همه میشناختن.
Yeah, because Jesus is making a point.
عیسی مسیح اشاره میکنه.
Yeah, that human needs are more important than religious rituals.
خیلی مهمتر از قانون‌ها و شریعت دینیه.
Go to Mark 2 where we have the exact same story.
همین داستان رو داریم.
But it becomes more clear what Jesus is making.
عیسی مسیح چه اشاره‌ای داره به این نکته می‌کنه.
Read verses 23 to 28. And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. And the Pharisees said unto him, "Behold, why do they on the Sabbath day that which is not lawful?" And he said unto them, "Have you never read what David did when he had need and was hungered, he and they that were with him? Now, how he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar, the high priest, and did eat the shewbread, which is not lawful to eat for the priests, and gave, which is not lawful to eat but for the priests, and gave also to them which were with him. And he said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath.
و چنان افتاد که روز سبتی از میان مزرعه‌ها می‌گذشت و شاگردانش هنگامی که می‌رفتند شروع به چیدن خوشه‌ها کردند. فریسیان به دو گفتند اینک چرا در روز سبت مرتکب عملی می‌باشند که روا نیست؟ و بیدیشان گفت مگر هرگز نخواندید که داوود چه کرد چون او و رفقایش محتاج و گرسنه بودند چگونه در ایام ابیاتار کاهن اعظم به خانه خدا در آمده نان تقدیمی را خورد که خوردن آن جز برای کاهنان روا نیست و به رفقای خود نیز داد و بیدیشان گفت سبت برای انسان مقرر شد نه انسان برای سبت بنابراین پسر انسان مالک سبت نیز هست
Yeah, it says that the Sabbath was made for men.
سبت برای انسان
سبت. And not man for the Sabbath.
نه انسان برای
سبت. The Sabbath was to be a blessing and benefits to us.
سبت باید باعث برکت و سود ما باشه.
After all, it's a day of rest.
روز استراحته.
Yeah? It was not to be a day.
روزی قرار نبوده
باشه. Yeah, that religious leaders could use to just come down on people.
اون زمان به مردم حمله کنند.
Yeah, the Bible says, "For I desire mercy and not sacrifice."
کلام خداوند میگه من حکمت، من رحمت میخوام نه قربانی.
Now that's not a downplay the ordinances.
نمیگم قربانی ها فایده نداشته.
But things need to be in the right order.
اما نظم و ترتیب هر چیزی مهمه.
Yeah, if you are entering into a burning house to save somebody.
اگه وارد یه خونه سوخته در حال آتش میشی.
You're not going to be charged for trespassing or breaking and entering.
نمیگم دزدی کنی. چرا اومدی تو؟
Yeah, because you're doing what is right.
چون اومدی که یه نفر نجات بدی. Yeah, دزدی تو خونه که داره میسوزه.
The person is more important than some law that prohibits you to enter a house without knocking.
Yeah.
So Jesus, even though they were not even breaking the law,
yeah, because the
Pharisees have a wrong understanding of what work is.
Yeah,
they have a wrong understanding what the Sabbath is.
Yeah,
but Jesus and disciples are not even were not even breaking the law. He's pointing out, well, hey, human beings are more important than rituals.
و عیسی مسیح ثابت کرد که انسان‌ها خیلی مهم‌تر از اون عیدها و عادت‌ها و سنت‌ها.
The Sabbath was not something so religious people could hurt other people.
سبتی نبود که آسیب برسونی به بقیه.
Human needs go before religious rituals.
نیاز انسان اوله و بعد دین و رفتارهای دینی.
Go back to Luke 6.
لوقا فصل 6.
And read verse 5.
آیه 5 رو بخون.
And he said unto them that the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath.
پس پدیشان گفت پسر انسان مالک روز سبت نیز هست.
Yeah, so this is another scripture that points to the deity of Christ.
یه آیه دیگه اعلام میکنه الوهیت عیسی مسیح.
Jesus Christ is Lord of the Sabbath.
مالک روز سبت است.
Yeah, he is the one who created the Sabbath.
او کسی است که سبت رو خلق
کرده. He is the one who instituted it.
مالکشه، مال اوه.
Yeah, he is the one who gave us this benefit, this blessing.
کسی که این برکت رو، این استراحت رو بهمون داده.
And further on, we see more references to that Jesus is God. Yeah.
جای دیگه میبینیم که عیسی مسیح خداونده.
In verse 8 we'll get there, but in verse 8 it says he knew their thoughts.
او اطلاع فکراشون با خبر بود.
Now, I cannot reach your minds.
من نمیتونم فکرتون رو.
The devil cannot reach your minds and see what you're thinking.
حتی شیطان هم نمیتونه.
It's only God who can.
فقط خداوند که میتونه فکرتون رو.
Yeah, Jesus is God.
عیسی مسیح خود خداونده.
Now we get to the next story in verse 6.
آیه داستان بعدی آیه 6 رو میخونیم.
And verses 6 and 7.
6 و 7.
And it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him.
و در سبت دیگر به کنیسه در آمده تعلیم می داد. در آنجا مردی بود که دست راستش خوش بود. و کاتبان و فریسیان چشم بر او داشتند که شاید در سبت شفا دهد و اتهام بر علیه او یابند.
Yeah, similar scenario. It's a Sabbath day. There is a need. Yeah, there's a man with a withered hand, which is a pretty debilitating situation.
He's
disabled.
This
man would be greatly helped. It would change his life
if that could be
resolved. And then you have the scribes and Pharisees, and they're just looking to Jesus if he would heal on the Sabbath day, so they can accuse him. I always find this bizarre.
و برای من خیلی عجیبه.
Because Jesus is doing a miracle, something only God can do.
یه معجزه انجام میده. معجزه فقط کار خداست.
And they the only thing they can think of.
اونا تنها چیزی که دارن فکر میکنن.
Is how they can go against him.
چه جوری بتونن ضدش برخورد کنن.
How they can accuse him.
چه جوری بهش توهین کنن.
Now read verses 8 and 9.
آیه 8 و 9.
Yeah, but it says, but he knew their thoughts and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up and stand forth in the midst. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto him, I'll ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?
او خیالات ایشان را درک نموده. بدان مرد دست خوش گفت برخیز و در میان بایست. در حال برخواسته بایستاد. عیسی به ایشان گفت از شما چیزی میپرسم که در روز سبت کدام رواست؟ نیکو کردن یا بدی؟ رهانیدن جان یا هلاک کردن؟
Yeah, so Jesus knows what they're thinking. He knows what they're up to. Yeah, they want to accuse him. He knows these people are merciless. They're without compassion. They do not care about this man who has a crippled hand. They just want to hurt Jesus. And their focus to see of what Jesus would do is unacceptable on the Sabbath day. Is Jesus breaking the Sabbath?
آیا عیسی مسیح سبت رو میشکنه؟
So Jesus gives him this question.
عیسی مسیح سوال رو میپرسه.
Is it lawful? Is it right to do on the Sabbath days good or is evil? Or to do evil?
از شما چیزی میپرسم که در روز سبت کدام رواست، نیکی کردن
save
یا
life or to destroy it.
رهانیدن جان یا هلاک کردن.
Now, what is Jesus trying to point out? What is the point that he's trying to make?
که عیسی اینجا اعلام میکنه چیه؟
Go to Matthew 12 because we have the same story there.
همون داستان رو داریم.
And it will help us get some insight on that.
کمکمون میکنه که درکمون بیشتر شه.
Matthew 12 verses 9 till 12 for now. And when he was departed hence, he went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man which had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? That they might accuse him. And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep? And if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days.
و از آنجا رفته به کنیسه ایشان در آمد و اینک در آنجا مردی با دست خشک شده حاضر بود. پس از وی پرسیده گفتند آیا در روز سبت شفا دادن جایز است یا نه، تا اتهامی بر او وارد آورند. وی به ایشان گفت کیست از شما که یک گوسفند داشته باشد و هرگاه آن در روز سبت در چاله افتد او را نخواهد گرفت و بیرون آورد؟ پس چقدر انسان از گوسفند با ارزشتر است؟ بنابراین در سبت ها نیکویی کردن رواست.
Yeah, so Jesus gives them a situation where he knows what they have to answer.
Yeah, read verses
11 and 12. And he said unto them, What man shall there be among you that shall have one... Sorry, we read that. Sorry, we didn't read it. Okay. So, if anybody has an animal... Yeah, and an animal is in need... Yeah, if it's fallen in a pit...
افتاده توی چا.
Yeah, regardless if it is on the Sabbath day or not.
روز سبت یا روز سبت نیست.
You're not going to leave it there and wait till the Sabbath is over.
چا نمی‌کنی که سبتش تموم شه بعد تو چا.
Yeah, you're not going to leave it there till it dies.
نمی‌ذاری که بمیره.
Yeah, you will take that animal out.
اون حیوان در میاری از چاله، نجاتش میدی.
Yeah, if it wasn't for compassion for the animal.
اگه نگران دلسوزی نداشتی برای حیوان.
Yeah, you would do it because that animal had a value for you.
اون دشمن برای تو ارزش، اون حیوان برات ارزش داشت، فقط به خاطر پولش این کارو می‌کردی.
So that's how wealth was expressed. These animals do work for you. They produce things for you. And go to Deuteronomy 22:4. Because you will see that the Bible actually commands people to help somebody else's animal. Not even your own animal, but other people's animal.
22:4.
Thou shalt not see thy brother's ass or his ox fall down by the way and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt surely help him to lift them up again.
اگر دیدی اولاغ یا گاو برادرت در راه افتاده است با آنها بی اعتنام مباش، بلکه حتما در بلند کردن آنها یاریش کن.
So you're walking around and you see an animal in trouble.
میری بیرون و میبینی که حیوان مشکل داره.
Your brother's animal has a problem and it's laying next to the road and it cannot stand up. Can you say, oh, it's a Sabbath today, so bad luck, just leave it to die, or I didn't see it and let somebody else deal with it? No, you were to take action for your brother's animal, also on the Sabbath day.
Yeah?
What is Jesus pointing out? Now, first of all, these Pharisees and scribes, they don't care. They don't care about people. They don't have compassion. Because they would help the animal. Because that is the correct answer to would you help that animal? But then they would condemn Jesus for healing this man who was created in the image of God. Yeah? If you're willing to pull out that sheep,
که تو حاضری اون گوسفند رو نجات بدی.
Yeah. Why are you judging me for healing a man on the Sabbath?
چرا قضاوت هم میکنی که من یک مردی رو دارم؟
Yeah, he's exposing their wrong motives.
نشون میده که چقدر کارشون بده.
He's exposing that they don't care.
نشون میده که قلبشون چقدر سنگه، اهمیت نمیدن.
And Jesus says, therefore,
در نتیجه,
it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath.
در روز نیکی کردن خوبه روز.
And remember, the Sabbath was given for the benefit.
سبت داده شد برای سود ما.
Yeah, getting your animal killed is not for your benefit.
کشتن یه حیوان سودی برای تو نداره.
it meant loss. So if you could save that animal,
اگر شما میتونید
به بهتر میشه
براتون.
First 10:11.
آیه 10 و 11.
And looking around about them all, he said to the man, stretch forth a hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And if ever filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus.
پس چشم خود را بر همه ایشان گردانیده به آن مرد گفت دست خود را دراز کن. او چنان کرد و فوراً دستش مثل دست عیسی صحیح گشت. اما ایشان از خشم پرگشته به یکدیگر میگفتند که با عیسی چه کنند.
Yeah, so Jesus heals this man. He performs his miracle. Proper response. Everybody is amazed. Everybody is excited.
Yeah,
this man had regained the function of his hands.
Yeah,
these Pharisees and scribes, they're filled with madness. And they just don't think they can think of, like, how can we get to Jesus? How can we hurt him? Yeah, they were thinking about how, what might we do to Jesus. Now, did Jesus break the Sabbath here?
No,
it's not a problem to do well on the Sabbath.
No.
Did Jesus break the Sabbath in the previous story? When they were eating? Or the disciples? Yeah? No. The Pharisees, the scribes were just wrong. They were not working, they were just feeding themselves.
Yeah,
and Jesus points out the Sabbath is made for men.
Yeah,
as a benefit. Yeah, not as a tool to hurt people. Do we need to keep the Sabbath? Today? Answer no. Yeah, that's an ordinance they've done away with. Yeah, it was a shadow of things to come. Yeah, it was a picture of salvation.
But
Jesus did all the work.
عیسی مسیح همه کارها رو کرد.
So we can enter into his rest.
که ما بتونیم در آرامش او باشیم.
Yeah, trusting on his finished work.
اعتماد کنیم به کار نیک او.
Yeah, it requires us to cease from our works, from our efforts to get into heaven.
از اون کاری که داریم دست بکشیم.
It takes us trusting on Jesus.
اعتماد کنیم به عیسی مسیح.
Now, this last point I want to make.
آخرین نکته که میخوام بهتون بگم.
And that is, it actually was okay for Jesus to break the Sabbath.
و اوکی بود برای عیسی مسیح که سبت شکست.
Even though he didn't do that in these stories.
وقتی در اون داستان‌ها کار نکرد.
I want to show you that in John 5.
یوحنا 5.
Read verses 15 till 17.
آیه 15 تا 17.
The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, "My Father worketh here too, and I work." Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but he also said also that God was his father, making himself equal with God.
از این سبب یهودیان عیسی را آزار می‌رساندند و قصد کشتن او را داشتند، زیرا که این کار را در روز سبت کرده بود. عیسی در جواب ایشان گفت که پدر من تا کنون کار می‌کند و من نیز کار می‌کنم. پس از این سبب یهودیان بیشتر قصد قتل او کردند، زیرا که نه تنها سبت را می شکست بلکه خود را نیز پدر خود گفته خود را مساوی خدا می ساخت.
Yeah, so the narrator, the one who has written this down, who records,
yeah,
he records that Jesus said he worked on the Sabbath. Then we have the narrator, the one who has written this, again saying Jesus had broken the Sabbath. And this is, by the way, a good lesson for Bible reading. Whatever the narrator says, yeah, it's always true. Yeah, because it's the Holy Spirit speaking through holy man, the words of God. Yeah, now, what he has written down is not necessarily always true, because it is what people say that can be wrong. Yeah, in Job, you have Job's bad friends who say things.
Now,
it is true that they said that, but what they say is not true. Because the Bible actually specifically tells us that, that they were not telling
the truth.
Yet it's recorded in the Bible. Yeah, we even have things recorded of what the devil has said. But he said our lies. Yeah? Yeah, but what the narrator states
اون چیزی که داستان میگه تعریف میکنه
واقعیه. And narrator says here that Jesus said he worked.
و اون داستان نویس میگه عیسی خودش کار میکنه.
And Jesus had broken the Sabbath.
عیسی مسیح خودش سبت رو شکونده.
So then Jesus broke the law.
پس عیسی مسیح شریعت رو شکوند.
Yeah, by doing work.
با کار کردن.
On the Sabbath because it was still in the Old Testament.
چون هنوز تو عهد عتیق بود، هنوز عهد جدید نشده بود.
Did Jesus sin? Now, of course, not because Jesus was without sin.
No.
Yeah, he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. So, why wasn't it sin for Jesus to do work on the Sabbath?
Now,
remember what was the picture of the Sabbath? Who was it pointing to? Jesus Christ. Who was doing the work in that picture? Jesus Christ. Yeah, the Sabbath is a picture that we rest. That we cease from our work. But that Jesus does the work for us.
Now,
why do I bring this up? Because sometimes people are bringing an argument. Yeah, that, you should keep the Sabbath. Yeah. Because Jesus did it. Jesus didn't. Jesus did break the Sabbath. And that's because he was allowed to break the Sabbath because he is the one who did the work. Yeah. What day should we keep? It's not prescribed. The only thing we can find in the New Testament is the first day of the week. Yeah, sometimes also called the Lord's Day. Yeah, that's the Sunday. And of course, that's the day in which Jesus was resurrected. But again, it's not a commandment. But if you want to go from somewhere what the Bible says, this is an example we could follow. But I have no problem if we meet on Wednesday, if we meet on a Saturday. Yeah, let nobody judge you in regards to these things. Yeah, we can come together on the Sabbath day, on the Saturday. Yeah, as long as we don't make start making it a rule for others. Or even worse, making it part of salvation.
Like
the Seventh-day Adventists will do.
Yeah,
they are not saved. They add works. They have not ceased from their works. Yeah, they will say that keeping the Sabbath will be a distinguishing thing between Christians and no Christians.
Yeah.
The Sabbath is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. If you have not done it already, here's how we can obey the Sabbath law. Obey the gospel by believing in Jesus Christ
and
enter into his rest.
Yeah,
trusting in the work that he has done for us.
Amen.
Amen.